We have talked about PFAS on the show before. These toxic forever chemicals used in common products like nonstick pots and pans have been linked to serious health conditions. A recent survey of waterways in Pennsylvania, like the Schuylkill and the Wissahickon Creek, found PFAS in over 70% of our rivers and streams. And here to talk about what researchers found and the state's response to that is Zoe Reed. She is WHYY's watershed reporter. Zoe, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Zoe, the Pennsylvania DEP announced that it's going to increase monitoring for PFAS. What does this mean the DEP will do or start doing going forward, and what are they hoping to accomplish here?
Yeah, so the U.S. Geological Survey determined several hotspots in the region that contain PFAS. So the state is basically going to up its testing for PFAS in these rivers and streams that the study showed were most prominent. And going forward, this will help them develop standards for the amount of PFAS in rivers and streams, and also help limit the releases of the chemicals from certain facilities.
So once they have the standards and they're doing the monitoring, what happens if the standards are violated, Zoe?
They have not announced that yet, but there are various other types of chemical release standards that the state puts forth, and this can range from various amounts of fines, so it's possible it could look something like that.
So what prompted this, you know, increased scrutiny?
The state has been looking for ways to implement more regulations around PFAS now that we know so much more about them and the dangers. They recently just implemented restrictions on the amount of PFAS that can be in drinking water, and they wanted to take a step to look into surface water in our rivers and streams.
I was struck by some of your reporting around wastewater facilities, that they are a major source of PFAS. And when I read that, Zoe, I was like, what does that mean? Like, a source in what regard? Like, they're the ones producing the PFAS, or that's where the PFAS are pooling, but they're from other places? What is the role of wastewater facilities in all of this?
So there's actually been a lot of studies about the role that wastewater facilities play when it comes to PFAS contamination. So if you think about it in layman's terms, we're consuming PFAS on a regular basis from various different products, and that has to go somewhere, right? So ultimately, it ends up in these wastewater facilities, and these facilities frequently release wastewater into waterways, and that is how it is getting into our environment.
And so, as a reminder, what are PFAS and what are the major harms that they cause?
So PFAS are a group of toxic chemicals. They can be found in several products, from nonstick cookware to waterproof clothing. And they're also in firefighting foam, which you may have heard can contaminate the environment and get into drinking supplies. And they can be released into the environment for years. They can get into our bloodstream, and they can cause some serious health problems like cancers and thyroid disease and developmental delays among children. Those are just some of the risks.
And the original products that contain this stuff, that's not impacted by what we're talking about here, right, Zoe? I mean, because at some point, I would imagine you have to get to the source. But what we're talking about right now, I got to imagine that it doesn't actually impact the products themselves that contain the PFAS.
Correct. This will just focus on monitoring where the PFAS is coming from and also implementing some regulations that prevent the releases of PFAS to the environment. But I spoke to a couple environmental scientists and advocates who say that this should be more multi-pronged. So they should be working with these manufacturers to try and get them to stop manufacturing the products that contain the chemicals to begin with.
And I got to mention, we have an email from Jess for you, Zoe. Jess says, it is impossible to get rid of PFAS until the state agrees on a harsh crackdown. Could we see that, a harsh crackdown coming up?
That's really difficult to predict. And a lot of advocates will say, well, They've been very slow to even start implementing some strategies. So, you know, it's to be determined, but there are way more regulations than there were in the past few years. So hopefully in the coming years, we shall see more changes for PFAS.
And last question, less than 30 seconds. Is there anything we can do to prevent our exposure?
Yes, so there are some things that we can do. There are some filtration systems that can lower the amount of PFAS that comes out of our taps. There are also some things that we can do when we're looking for various products. Some companies are limiting PFAS from products, and they will put that on their labels. And you can even go as far as popping your own popcorn, because bags that you get from the store contain PFAS.
We got to pop off to the next topic, Zoe, but we really do appreciate the time. That is Zoe Reed, watershed reporter for WHYY News.